Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Lately, when I drive through the streets of Eureka, I notice a lot of homeless people hanging out at various corners and living in the Barrancas just off Highway 101. The curious thing is that a majority of the homeless are men, white males, wandering aimlessly, listlessly. Some of them are criminals in and out of jail and prison. Others are not. They are simply homeless. Due to what? Mental illness? Yes, many are mentally ill. Others are drug addicted, and I am guessing a good portion are both. My point is that they are men, most of them white men, who are supposed to be the top dogs, instigators of patriarchy, oppressors of women. Well, the men on the streets don't look to me like they're exactly wielding power that oppresses. They look lost, isolated, and without purpose. What is going on that we have so many males on the streets wandering aimlessly? Jordan Peterson, the contemporary rock star of the intellectual world, writes in his book 12 Rules for Life, "Boys are suffering in the modern world. They are more disobedient negatively or more independent positively than girls, and they suffer for this throughout their pre-university educational career. They are less agreeable. Boys like competition, and they don't like to obey, particularly when they are adolescents. During that time, they are driven to escape their families and establish their independent existence. There is little difference between doing that and challenging authority. Schools which were set up in the 1800s precisely to inculcate obedience do not take kindly to provocative and daring behavior, no matter how tough-minded and competent it might show a boy or a girl to be." What is it that ails young men today, particularly driving some of them to turn on to drugs or video games, shun women, mistreat them, or drop out of life? I'd say three things. First, our early educational system is slanted toward girls. Second, many boys today lack role models. I had a dad who was even-tempered, wise, well-regarded by his community, and got up every morning to go to work as a teacher. Increasing numbers of boys today have no such role model. Three, boys grow up to be men, or they should, but they inherit the modern position of being vilified as the architects of patriarchy and find themselves competing with women for increasing percentage of jobs today. When a vast portion of persons are continuously vilified, it soaks into their psyche over time. My observations do not mean that men are innocent victims. We males have abused power and taken advantage of women at many turns. But it's a law of human nature that if you're repeatedly blamed, you begin to assume the worst about yourself. So do men need to fight to be liberated, as women have the past 100 years? It's a long and complex issue, but I think if we only talk in terms of power, men or women, who wields it, it will be a zero-sum game with both genders losing. Only when men and women respect and serve one another, not forcibly but willingly, can we begin to help the lost boys of our community and nation. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.